Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up whatever you want. We're launching here into the third hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features there, and they are completely free for you. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, 31,000 new laws made in just 1 year. We'll tell you about that here in a bit. But, Sam, you had something about Google Maps, I guess, and other online services being used by people for organizational purposes that are less than pleasing to the police departments of this country.
That's right. From police1.com here, which is a pro-police website, the author's name is Tim Dees, who's a former law enforcement person and writer and so forth. And he's complaining here, saying rioters using Google Maps for real-time information. Some professional protesters may have better and fresher intel than the police.
Boy, that wasn't hard to achieve, huh?
All right, so the story goes, for some, anarchy is a full-time job. The nature or cause of the event is a far secondary issue to the opportunity to disrupt people's lives, destroy property, and flip the bird at authority. These folks devote their talents to devising new ways of creating quickly constructed blockades of streets and buildings, improvising protective gear, and manufacturing weapons to use against riot police. Organizations such as Direct Action Network, which played a major role in the 1999, quote, Battle of Seattle riots, provide instrumentality for the riot inclined. Fortunately, anarchists don't organize well, imagine that, as the networks come and go. The professional anarchists travel the globe and lend their skills to whatever demonstration might be handy.
If this was true, don't you think they'd just stop these, you know, just toss these people's passports?
The globe-traveling anarchists?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't believe these people exist. I'm sorry.
Brooke Kelly's been driving around doing all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, she's been going to different events. I mean, she's not throwing bottles or anything like that.
I hope not.
If she's getting arrested, she's getting swept up. Do people go and protest? Sure. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine, traveling the globe to go to different, meetings of government organizations so I can throw a Molotov cocktail at every one of them.
Mm. Most recently, the Metropolitan Police, this is London, contended with multiple incidents centered on the news that tuition in public universities was being increased substantially. The latest protest may have been the first instance of social networking used not just to organize the protests, but also to monitor the activity in real time and subvert police efforts to keep the peace. Because that's what police are doing at these G20 protests and so forth. They're not protecting the corporate and the corporations and the bureaucrats. They're there to keep the peace.
It's amazing. Well, if they were actually keeping the peace, they'd be arresting the politicians.
Yeah, well, they don't see it that way. It's an interesting perspective that he has here. In December 2010, protest organizers used custom Google Maps to track police movements and rally points, updating the maps in real time with wireless internet connections. The updates even created custom icons to represent police, aircraft, and prisoner transport vans. Google Maps can be shared between designated users or made public, so anyone who knows where to look can see it. The maps for this event were public, and presumably the links to them were disseminated to other protest information sources. Historically, police have had the upper hand in tactical information during public order events. Radio networks of officers posted at observation points, possibly coupled with closed-circuit television images, kept command post personnel appraised of what was happening and where. Keeping that information current is absolutely critical for effective management of the situation. Without it, personnel and equipment won't be where it's most needed.
Well, he's right about that. And essentially, this whole piece is him bemoaning the fact that activists are now taking some of their tactics and using them against the police. I mean, essentially, in order to do what they're talking about here and keep track of where the police trucks are and where the police barricade is and where the cops are and where the whatever the different elements of the police's I guess, sprawl, wherever they all are, requires multiple people stationed at different locations, being able to monitor street corners and things like that in different different areas and be able to update information, as they say here, wirelessly. And so technology has finally... It has finally put everybody on an even keel, if not now giving the activists the upper hand, because activists can outnumber the police.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest takeaway I got from this article. He goes on, having this kind of information available has made it possible for disruptors to create decoy incidents to draw resources away from where they're needed most.
Mm-hmm.
An observation point may report that people are assembling a protest tripod. That's where they use the handcuffs inside the big pipes to make a human chain kind of thing. To block an intersection, these tripods are made of three tall poles lashed together at one end with a protester dangling from the junction. They take up a lot of room and are difficult to dismantle quickly without injuring the protester. Meanwhile, there are a less obvious gathering of people in another location who intend to break out windows or tip over cars on a street as soon as forces are marshaled to intercept the tripod crew.
Now, I don't support those sorts of people. I think that this is one of the problems with the so-called anarchist term, because it's frequently associated with people that are doing chaotic things like destroying storefront windows and that sort of thing. I think that's unfortunate. But nonetheless, you're not talking about that from that perspective. You're talking about this from the perspective that this is a useful tool for activists,
right.
The idea of using Google Maps and other online services.
I've seen the Russia Today videos of the protests going on in Britain, and I also watched a movie on Hulu called Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio USA?
Yes, yep. That's right. And even in Seattle, they had people using radio transmitters that they set up, and then they had reporters in the field that were broadcasting back to the headquarters, walking around with a little antenna in their backpack, a transmitter in a handheld briefcase, and a microphone, and they could report live from the streets.
And that was like a decade ago.
Yeah. You know,
the footage from that film was taken in the late 1990s and the very early aughts. So that's really outdated tech right there.
So, and then I've also seen the British guys were using fire extinguishers. So when the police run up on them to grab somebody in their riot gear, they just blow the fire extinguisher, create this big smoke screen, and run off.
Nice.
So there are all kinds of these tactics that are evolving out of here. It makes me wonder what they're going to do to stop this.
You know, it's too bad these cops have to defend these politicians, because if it weren't for these politicians, like you were saying, teaming up and, you know, destroying people's lives, and as we were talking about last night, eminent domain, teaming up with corporations to steal people's homes from them, and essentially doing all of this chaos, creating chaos and you know, hurting people. If it weren't for all of the evil from the political sector, from governments, then there probably wouldn't be these big protests. There probably wouldn't be all of the situations that the police have to, you know, they're ordered to deal with. It's just a shame.
Well, some of them really relish it.
The cops. You know,
yeah, there
some
was the,
do, yeah.
During the Democratic National Convention, there was the T-shirt that the police union produced. The getting up early to beat the crowds with a picture of a cop with a big stick beating on, you know, somebody on the ground.
Yeah,
you know, real nice stuff. I mean, some of these guys really relish this opportunity.
They're sadists.
Yeah, some of them certainly are.
Some of them, yeah.
First Amendment and net neutrality issues being what they are, there isn't much law enforcement can do to keep the protest organizers from using these resources.
Well, not yet.
Exactly, yeah. But
give
it
them time.
Shows you where they're going with this. What you can do is know that your opposition has access to this kind and quality of information, and not to underestimate them or their capability. Managing large-scale public, and this is him giving advice to the other cops that are
right.
Reading this. Managing large-scale public order incidents is a science, and it's possible to leverage a relatively small force to be effective against a large gathering if you anticipate the possibility of a protest or other anarchist demonstration in your community.
A protest is an anarchist demonstration.
Mm. Prepare now. The protesters are preparing already.
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Your suggestions for how activists can become better at communicating, and not for the purpose of destruction, but for the purposes of just being... You know, a better...
One step ahead of the police.
Yeah, more coming up here. You can take control at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the site. Easily downloadable, the last week's worth on the front page, and then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back all the way to, late 2006. Go to freetalklive.com and access it all for free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own domain, whether it's a .com or .anything else. They have a website. At their website, they have free site builder tools and thousands, 4,500 website templates from which you can choose whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we continue here. Sam, you were telling us a moment ago about a post from Police One. Was it .com?
Yes, that's correct.
Police1.com is a police pro-police website. Not that I'm anti-cop. I'm not anti-cop. I think that the police should be peace officers. I think they should be out there actually keeping peace and stopping violent situations, of arresting people that are actually harming others. That I completely support. The reason why I don't support the police is because they frequently spend their days arresting people for plants and arresting people for chemicals or for running through a stop sign. Or for whatever other nonsensical non-crime that I don't consider them crimes.
Not even running through stop signs, rolling through stop signs. And my favorite is when you can get video of cops doing the same thing.
Oh, it's not hard to do that at all.
No.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
So if the police were actually doing the right thing, then maybe people wouldn't be protesting them so much. If the police were not following bad orders, if the police were not enforcing bad laws, maybe they wouldn't have so many people being angry at them or calling them names or hating them.
I mean, the government was established to protect the rights of individuals and not to protect the state and the authority and power of the state. And that's what
that's
they claim to. So,
that's what they say.
Yeah,
government has never been established in order to protect the rights of the individual. However, when this government was established, that's what they said it was for.
Yes, and it's good PR.
It takes a while to really, truly unravel that so that everybody can look around themselves and see that, in fact, the government has nothing to do with protecting your personal liberties. Far from it. They do exactly the opposite. I mean, we have more government now. It costs more than it ever has in my lifetime, and we have fewer liberties than we did 10 or 15 years ago.
And the truth is they have to take those rights away in order to get the money to supposedly protect your rights in the first place. So,
yeah, it's a big paradox. So you've got these cops that are enforcing bad laws, and just across the board there are so many laws. I mean, in many cases the police themselves don't even know what they are. There was a situation where you were out doing I guess it was kind of an outreach, not really even an outreach, like more of a heads-up event, where there was a DUI checkpoint here in town.
Mm-hmm.
You went down the street with some other activists and held up some signs that actually alerted drivers to what was going on. The cops rolled up on the scene and detained you.
280, yep.
Yeah, they detained one of the activists while they checked to see if he was breaking a law. So they didn't even know. They just knew that they could get away with holding a man in one place, restraining his freedom of movement, while they were, you know, radioing back to the department head and trying to see if they could come up with something with which to charge this guy. And, of course, they didn't. They ended up having to let him go, and I don't know if they apologized for what they'd done. But
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes around here they actually apologize, which is really unusual.
Disconcerting.
It's a positive thing as far as I'm concerned, but nonetheless they're still doing things to people, like when they arrested one of the activists here a couple of years ago who was walking down the street topless, female activist walking down the street topless. They actually arrested her and booked her, and then realized that that's not illegal, and they actually issued an apology for that one too. But that doesn't give her lost 4 hours or however much time was lost being processed and being arrested, and the indignity of being handcuffed and put in the back of a police car. You don't get any of that back after that apology. But nonetheless, that's some police departments never would apologize. They would never admit that they were wrong. And at least up here in New Hampshire, we've seen that happen a few times. So. Yeah, it could be a little bit worse than it actually is. And so my point being that there are all these laws out there that these government cops are tasked with enforcing. They don't know what most of them are. How could they? How could anyone know? It's impossible. You cannot know. The people that write the laws don't read them.
the people, or rather the ones that vote for them. Somebody writes them, right? Obviously, whoever's writing it must be reading it. But the legislators who vote these laws in do not read them, and for the most part, certainly at the federal level, they are very rarely, if ever, read by any of the people that actually end up voting on them.
They contradict each other, and in order to understand them, you have to read all of the court decisions from God knows when and up to current to figure out, okay, which ones overlap which. It's such a nightmare.
And then even if you think you understand them, it doesn't matter what your understanding is.
Right.
What matters is what the men in the robes say at the so-called Supreme Court. But don't worry. They're going to make it easier for you. They passed another 31,000 laws for you to page through. The Wall Street Journal reporting a raft of new federal and local laws ring in the new year, governing a span of topics from health care and finance to texting, guns, and smoking. Among the most far-reaching pieces of legislation is the new federal health care law, which this year includes new taxes on drug makers, as well as lower prescription drug costs for many seniors and restrictions on tax-free medical spending. The provisions come amid heated debate, with many lawmakers saying they hope to overturn the health care law. Another new federal law gives borrowers more specific information on the interest rates they pay on credit cards and other loans. Beginning this year, consumers have the right to find out why they didn't get the best possible terms on a credit card or a non-business loan. Maybe it's because you didn't price around. Maybe it's because you didn't do your due diligence. So basically, the government's trying to make up for people being sloppy with their responsibility of checking a deal out before they sign up for it.
They're making sure it's fair for everyone, Ian.
Well, and what they're doing is going to end up making it more difficult for the credit card companies are going to just basically. I know they have fewer
options of what they can offer.
Right, that's true. And it's like the old banking regulations where the only things that the banks could do to differentiate themselves was offer you a free toaster or something like that because they were so restricted by the various regulations, which I think have been lessened to some extent over time. In this case, I believe this credit card legislation is also, I don't know if they put it in this one, but there was talk about restricting the amounts that they could charge, restricting the interest rates that they could charge. And there are going to be ways for them to deal with that situation. The credit card companies, they may just decide to not offer the same services
anymore.
Well,
they were going to lock in the rate that they were going to cap the rates, but they wouldn't cap them for like 3 months or something. So all of them ran their rates up to like 30%, the previous maximum, so that they would get in at that 30% cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have to admit I'm not too familiar with the credit card legislation. But let me move on here. Credit card companies and other lenders must provide a risk-based pricing notice or credit score to explain the reasoning behind interest rates. Federal regulations will begin requiring new and upgraded power plants, oil refineries, and other large facilities to hold permits and release greenhouse gases. State legislators passed about 31,000 laws in 2010, down slightly from the previous year. I'm curious as to how many pages of text that is. If it's 31,000 laws, what does that mean for actually how much information, how many pages, how long would it take for you to read through that? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, and bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by Sickle CAI. 800-259-9231. And Mark, tell me about Sickle CAI.
Sickle CAI is, I think the oldest sponsor on Free Talk Live. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, recent mover for the Free State Project. Big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you have a company that needs to try something new, in the accounts receivable area, Sickle CAI can handle that for you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, Sickle CAI.
All right, so we are going to continue here. We'll take your phone calls and also talk more about the 31,000 new laws that were passed in just the last year, in 2010, legislative level. So add to that whatever they passed at the federal level and your local city councils and such. And you've got a whole lot of reading to catch up on. Let's go first, though, to Pete in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Pete.
Yes, hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to yesterday's show on the podcast with the eminent domain topic.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to tell you my story. I'm a victim of eminent domain.
Oh, boy.
I have a restaurant in, here in North Carolina, and they're not tearing it down to give it to a private developer. They are doing it for a road. Widening project, but we've been there 30 years.
Oh, man, that's a long time for a restaurant.
Yeah, we've been there 30 years. The other thing is we don't actually own the property, so we really don't have a leg to stand on if we wanted to fight it anyway.
So you don't even get to, so that means that you don't even get a buyout, right? Because they're going to, usually when they do eminent domain, they come by with some sort of an offer for the property owner.
Right. the property owner gets something. They came with a very low offer for us for the upfitting that we did and for equipment that we actually can't take with us and things like that that they actually have to buy out.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're forcing us out, which means, you know, some of the whatever equipment we're not taking with us or something we own, they're buying it out if we're not taking it with us.
And when you say they, you mean the government, the city government?
Actually, it's a state government.
State, okay.
Yeah, this is the state because it's a state highway.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they came in with a real low offer for that. But,
what
you know,
was it? Can I ask what it was?
$12,000.
That is nothing.
Yeah, the equipment that's in there, a lot of it. I mean, you know, one unit, you know, cost us that much brand new, mm-hmm. you know, put in. Of course, they depreciate the hell out of it.
And, sure. Are we talking about, like, stuff like a freezer, for instance, that kind of thing, like a walk-in freezer?
I'm talking about one unit was a hood system that we had put in
mm-hmm.
when we expanded the restaurant. We had to put in this giant hood system.
Because they make you put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Typically.
Yeah, you know. Actually, we would have put it in anyway because we were expanding the kitchen. We had to put something there because we don't want that smoke getting everywhere anyway. Of course, you know, we were forced to do it anyway, but...
So $12,000 is what they offer you for a few of the pieces of equipment that you won't be able to take with you. As you point out, it is a fraction of what the actual value to you is. And if you were to go and open up your restaurant somewhere else, you essentially would have to reinvest, and you'd have to reinvest more than $12,000 to get your business back up and running. You'd lose the location that you've been in the same location for 30 years. You would lose all of that, which is an incredible amount of value to any business, having a location where people know where they can go, what they're going to find there. They've heard they've been there before, or there've been recommendations, and it's word of mouth is the way that restaurants really win over time. Is if they've got a good product and service, if the word gets around. Advertising certainly can help, but if advertising isn't going to help if your food sucks and your service sucks,
right? So it'll get somebody to go there once.
Yeah, and they're just going to strip all of that away from you. And when did this happen? Is this in the midst of happening now, or did it already go down?
It's in the midst of happening now. In fact, we're actually moving out between February and May.
And are you going to keep going? Did you find another location?
Yeah, we are. We already have another location. The good news is the other location we actually own.
Okay.
We won't be renting over there.
This will change your mind about that kind of thing, won't it? You know, I mean, you know, the renter gets screwed in this circumstance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even before the state got in, we knew we were getting screwed. I mean, we tried to buy the property because we've been renting it for 30 years, which means we could have bought it twice by now.
Yep, that's true.
But, you know, we tried to buy it, but, you know, the seller wouldn't sell because he had such a great tenant in there. There's no reason for him to sell.
Yeah.
So we were kind of bidding against ourselves. When we tried to buy it, which, you know, we would have never got that piece of property. But anyway, just wanted to mention that. And, you know, we're going to move out and relocate. And hopefully it'll be a good opportunity for us. But we just have to live with the issue of, being victimized in this way. I have some signs in the restaurant to let everybody know, let all our customers know where we're going. And they always say something like, oh, why are you leaving? You know, that type of thing. And.
Have you gotten any kind of coverage, like from local news? Is this something that's really just affecting you, or is it are they going to have to tear down a bunch of buildings? I mean, what kind of destruction is this going to cause?
They're doing a lot of that. They're doing three intersections. A lot of people are having to move out. One of them, they're tearing down a little office building where their little DMV is located. You know, so, I mean, you know, they have
the
to
government's
do
tearing down its own building.
Well, you know,
they don't actually own that building.
Oh, God.
But the DMV is located inside it.
They're renting.
The DMV office is renting that and is renting from the owner. But anyway, it's just quite a bit of property.
So if there's a whole lot of property, then that makes it less likely that you're going to be able to be like the focus of a news report to say, oh, you know, the so-and-so restaurant has been forced to move out by eminent domain, and this is terrible, and here's their new location. Because
we haven't. Previously, we had quite a bit of news story when they were coming in during the before they got to our area, they were doing an area right ahead of us. Because we've known, I mean, they've been coming over and encroaching toward us for about 10 years. I mean, we've known this, that they were going to take over eventually.
And it's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, it's finally coming. But, you know, they've screwed up our businesses before, our business, when they were doing the widening project ahead of us, another area, and we got on news for that. You know, what are you going to do when they do this and when they do that? And, you know, because they were preventing turns, left turns onto our street and that type of thing. You know, they were, you know, just making it very difficult for us. And, you know, and we had quite a bit of news coverage for that. No one's approached us yet now. If they do, I'll certainly give an interview. But
yeah, I hope you do. I hope you can, you know, manage to make whatever out of this as you possibly get whatever kind of free publicity out of this as you possibly can. And good on you for getting the word out to your customers. And I hope it ends up working out for you. How long do you have until the deadline? When do you have to move out of the building?
They're taking over this month. They're buying out the landlord this month, and then from then they could come to us and say, "All right, you have 90 days." At any point, they could say, all right, you have 90 days. And then after that, they give us like another 30 days.
Mm.
And then after that, I don't know, they bring the guns.
So essentially, the state is going to be your landlord for a little while.
Yes, there will be a period of time where the state is the landlord. So even if we tried to stand up and fight it and, you know, use a little bit of activism and civil disobedience or something like that, we don't have a leg to stand on because we'd be trespassing.
Mm. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
Pete, I appreciate hearing from you, and do let us know if you've got any more details, developments in your situation.
You know,
so sad. 30 years.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do in these circumstances. The government wants your land. They're going to take it.
And it's not to say that, you know, roads won't need to be expanded even if we didn't have this apparatus known as the state out there with the ability to force people out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the marketplace would be incented to make sure people like this guy are properly compensated, that he's getting the value for the things that he's losing.
Or build the roads correctly in the first place.
Or find alternative routes.
Double-deckers.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain. Just enough time for your thoughts about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those. Head over there, and you can see the amp section, which allows you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get some perks to help get the show on more radio stations across the country. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Also, promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things you can do to help get more ears tuned in to the show. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your thoughts, your calls, Robert is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I hope y'all are having a good night tonight. I'm calling in from Shreveport, Louisiana, and I was just going to ask you, how would I go about trying to get y'all on the air here? Because at this time, you know, we got that Mark Levin, and I hate to listen to him.
Yeah, we were actually on the way back from Michelle Seven's house tonight, and unfortunately he's on the air in our local area during weeknights, and we were unfortunately listening to him. He's just awful, absolutely awful. So yeah. the question is, how do you get Free Talk Live on your local talk radio station?
Yes, sir.
Pretty simple. There's a website that we've set up that helps you learn how to do this. You can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. And that will take you to kind of some frequently asked questions as to how to contact a local radio station. But the basic gist of it is you contact your favorite local talk station or contact all of the local talk stations. In some cases, you've got more than one in the area. And simply ask for the program director, find out who that is, and talk to them. And hopefully you already listen to their talk stations. You can say something nice about their station, like, oh, yeah, I like to listen to so-and-so in the morning or whatever. And then give them a positive, say something positive about Free Talk Live instead of just downing one of their current shows. Don't focus on the negative of what you don't like about their station. Focus on, hey, you know, I've heard this great show on the internet called Free Talk Live, and they're on a bunch of stations all across the country, and I sure would like to hear them on your station. That's kind of the basic gist of it. Is essentially just coming to somebody with a suggestion and putting a bug in their ear. It's not going to be something that they're going to move on immediately, most likely, unless they're looking actively for a program. Some stations are looking to change their programming toward the end of a year or the beginning of a new year, so it may be a good time to pick up the phone and contact a local talk station. As we mentioned last night, one of our prime competitors, Michael Savage, who's a very bigoted jerk, from what I can tell, he is possibly going to implode this year. It's not looking good for him. His one of his main stations has kind of demoted him to late nights rather than a live slot. And who knows what's going to develop with that situation. But regardless of who they have on that you don't like, the idea is to just simply call and ask for Free Talk Live. That way the program director hears a local person who listens to his station, is interested in Free Talk Live, and maybe he will have already seen some of our industry advertisements that we do in Talkers Magazine. Maybe he's already talked to, or he or she has already spoken to me, because I make calls during the daytime hours to talk radio stations, and I talk to these guys, and I pitch the show, and you know, and then I follow up with them periodically throughout the year. So there's a very good possibility you might pick up the phone, and or the program director might pick up the phone and talk to you and say, oh, yeah, I know who those guys are. Oh, I talked to Ian before. You know, that's certainly a possibility. But then again, there are a lot of stations that I haven't talked to because there are hundreds of them out there, and there's only just me doing the affiliate relations for the show. So there's also a good chance you're going to come across a program director that's never heard of the show before, in which case you put the word out, and maybe he'll go and check it out. You never know.
All right, well, I appreciate that. I'm going to definitely do it, because I do listen to that station all day except the 3 hours y'all are on it.
Yeah, that's what you want to tell them. You'll give them your listening experience. I love your station, and this is what I like about it. I just wish you had Free Talk Live. And, you might want to mention that we have a Saturday show as well, and we've got a program director's website, which is pd.freetalklive.com. But if you got a good lead, shoot me an email or post it over at the Free Talk Live BBS. There's a whole section of our BBS that is devoted to posting publicly the call information or the station information for local talk stations. So you can just go to the BBS and find that there. There's one sub-forum for every state in the U.S. There's a Canadian area. There's other parts of the world. Because I don't care. We'll take a station in Europe. It's not likely that that's going to happen, but we'll take it. So there are areas.
One in Trinidad once.
That's right. There are areas on the forum that are just devoted to help you doing this. There may already be a thread about Shreveport, which is where you're calling from, with a list of the existing stations that are there that'll give you what you need, the phone number for the office line during the daytime, and some other detail about the station. So thanks in advance for doing that, Robert. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, sir. That's it. I just wanted to tell y'all kind of late Happy New Year, and that's it.
Oh, glad you're out there listening, and I thank you for the call. And, of course, it helps. It's easier now to get Free Talk Live on more stations than it's ever been because we're on more stations. And to some extent, radio is a monkey-see-monkey-do business. Once you get enough people to jump on board, it makes it easier for a program director to say, oh, well, WFLA in Florida thinks it's a good show. It must be good. I'll go ahead and put it on my station.
Yeah, there's really only... there's 600 radio stations out there. There's more like 100 program directors, and the other people just follow what they do.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, worst case, if you can't get it on locally on your local talk station, again, these things take time. It's not going to happen next. You call them tomorrow, it's not going to happen next week, most likely. It may take months, if not a couple more years, for something like that to occur. In the meantime, you might want to put your own transmitter on the air. You could do that. It's a little more risky than just picking up the phone and talking to a program director. But we've got instructions on how to do that at broadcast.lrn.fm if you're interested in that. So let's continue here. By the way, we're telling you about the 31,000 new laws that were passed in just the year 2010, and that's just at the state level. By the way, that's down slightly from the previous year. That's a reduction in government. Well, that's how they would want you to look at it. We didn't pass as many laws this year as we passed the year before, so we're reducing the government.
That's the same way they're touting the unemployment statistics now. It's still like hundreds of thousands of new unemployment claims, but they're saying, well, it's a huge drop of 40,000 over last month, so this is good news, even though it's still a negative for the job situation.
Illinois lawmakers, for example, enacted a law aimed at catching people who use webcams to engage in virtual sex acts with children. I'd like to know a little more about that. How do you do a virtual sex act? What does that mean? Is it like where the horny guys on Stickam or whatever pull out their unit and touch themselves in front of presumably what is a teenage person who's on the other side of the connection? Is that supposedly the illegal act that that we're discussing here?
I guess.
Because what that's just kind of weird to me, because it's the computer. It's not like that guy's in front of you in real life flashing himself.
Well, it's close enough.
It's not like he's forcing the teenager to have that, to have him in her room or something like that. If there's some creepy guy,
I don't think the teenager should be hanging hanging out on Stick AM to the point that you know, adults are. Because there's a lot of this going on out there where the teenagers will be touching themselves and wearing extraordinarily erotic clothing, showing their breasts and things like that. And then if some guy whips it out at that point,
then it's
what
a crime.
What a surprise.
Knowing how poorly these laws are written, does it have to be live? If some kid goes in and watches a porn channel that was recorded earlier, would then that guy be guilty of a crime?
With the porn actor?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a great point. Who knows how that'll end up panning out. But it seems a little unnecessary if you don't like... I mean, teenagers aren't stupid. They know if they don't like somebody being in their little cam chat room, they can just hit the X and get rid of them. Or click the ban button. Do we really need to go after the you know, the poor, sad, lonely, pathetic guy that's at home touching himself to a webcam? I just don't think that's really necessary. There's nobody that's being put in jeopardy in that particular case at all. Anyway, we'll continue here. State legislators, again, passing 31,000 laws. Many of the laws took effect at the start of the year and reflect the potential misuse of computers. Indeed, California has made it illegal to intimidate, threaten, or defraud someone using a website. And apparently part of this law is, you were talking about earlier before the show, Sam, they apparently are going to make it so that if you pretend you're someone else... That is a crime.
Yeah.
In California. And let me tell you, that happens all the time on the internet.
Sure does.
On my own blog, I mean, somebody was posting as Ian Freeman in the comments section, you know, not too long ago. We've made it so people have to register now for an account, but...
This probably happened to some politician, so they passed a law to stop it, just like the HIPAA regulations.
Some states have taken aim at increasingly common technological scourge, the use of cell phones while driving. Delaware, Kansas, and Kentucky join more than two dozen other states, making it illegal to send text messages while driving. And Kentucky, fines are $25 for the first offense and $50 for each additional offense.
$25 for the first offense. Now, they've shown that the texting while driving is far more dangerous than drunk driving. They give a $25 fine for this. Drunk driving, it's like $500.
More smoking bans, by the way, passing across the country, because this is the land of the free, baby. Hey, Sam, it's been fun.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck out there, and I know we'll be hearing from you in the future.
You will.
All right, more coming up tomorrow night. See you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.